Hey. Today I want to talk about what I call dope assness. And dope assness is that thing that we have inside of each and every one of us. It's the thing that makes us dope. It's the stuff, I don't even want to say thing because it's many things. It's the things that we've overcome. It's the things that make us unique. It's the things that just make us, you know, just make us dope. Like, it's our dope assness. Like, and I want to talk about it because oftentimes I know for myself, I can recognize easily somebody else's, right? I can see somebody, whether it's another life coach, whether it's another person, you know, I can recognize and see what makes them dope. I could be like, wow, like she is amazing because, you know, of her discernment. Recently, I was watching Iyala with the Braxtons, and I'm like, wow, her discernment and, you know, how she's able to cut through and see what they're not saying. Like, wow, you know, that's amazing. Or, you know, I could be around another woman and be like, wow, look at how transparent she's able to be. You know, there's a coach that I'm good friends with and she tells it all, you know, and it's just like, wow, look at how vulnerable she's able to be in front of each and every person. But there are often times that I don't look in the mirror and see all of the things that make me great. And I just wanted to talk about, like, when is the last time? Like, I want to know, am I alone? Let this be a conversation. Please respond. Let me know. Am I alone and not looking at myself like daily and seeing the things that make me dope, the things that make me want to be, you know, the things that make me a good friend, the things that make me want to be my own friend? And what I recently did was because I love journals. I absolutely love journals. I have journals. I probably drive my husband insane because I have journals all over the place. And I have a journal for everything. I have a gratitude journal. I have a lessons learned journal. And now I have a dope assness journal. And what I did was I got a journal and I just wrote all of the things that just make me dope. Like all of the things that help me to recognize that I am really just one dope chick. And on the first page where it says, you know, this journal belongs to, I wrote one dope chick. And I did that so that I have an opportunity to use it and reflect back over all of the things that make me amazing. That I also was able to look at my attributes and my characteristics to realize I'm just a great person. Like I'm a person. It's no shock to me anymore when people want to be my friend. Of course they want to be my friend, which now allows me the opportunity to kind of be picky with my friends because of course they want to be my friend because I am an amazing person. And I don't say that out of ego or anything like that because, again, I'm able to recognize the amazingness and the dope assness of other females as well. You know, some I'm able to look at some women and be like, wow, she's really on her grind, or wow, she really articulates well. She's a great speaker. I'm just able to recognize that, and I'm glad that I've gotten to a place in my life where I can do it for myself as well. And some of the things that I have in my dope assness journal are really big and major, and some of them are just everyday things, but they're just things that I admire about myself. Like, I have on here, I make a decision every day to get up and fight. To me, that makes me an amazing person because with my depression diagnosis, with my general anxiety diagnosis, there are days that I don't want to get out of the bed. There are days that I just do not feel like it. There are days that there are things that I don't want to, I don't feel like it. But I make a decision, and that's exactly what it is. So I do it when I don't feel like doing it. I attend my dad's doctor's appointments. That's in my journal. And the reason why is because if someone attended my appointments, I would really appreciate them. And I would really think that that's awesome. So I should also be able to see that that's awesome in me. Not, oh, that's something that I should do as a daughter. That's something that, no, because sometimes we don't see our greatness because we're so busy thinking we should do it. But the reality is there is no should. Like, should is merely an illusion. It's an illusion of what someone told you. Someone told you this is the way that it should be. But think about how many people do not live up to that expectation. Because is it really the way that it should be? Or is it the way that it should be for one person? Or 5 people, or 10 people, you know? And I spent a lot of time being angry with people because I lived in a world of shoulds. I felt like, you know, my sister should be here, or this person should be doing more, or why am I the only one because this is the way that it should be. And then I realized, and then I also put a lot of pressure on myself because of shoulds. And shoulds caused me a lot of anxiety. Shoulds caused me a lot of pain. Shoulds caused me a lot of hurt. Because I was doing what I thought I should do. And I was being who I thought I should be. Instead of just being myself. Instead of doing what felt good to Kamisha, instead of doing what brought me joy, instead of doing what made me happy. And when I was able to divorce my relationship with should, and I was able to create a relationship with happy, my life completely changed. It completely changed. And so if you're a person today that's living in should, I encourage you to start, draw up the papers, start divorcing shoulds. And if you need help with that, I'm here. You can go over to my website, KamishaTerrell.com. There's a place there where you can schedule a free coaching session. We can kind of walk through that together because it's not easy. Because it's a total reprogramming of the mind. But I promise you that it's worth it. And back to dope assness. So even the decision for me to divorce my relationship with shoulds or to let go of shoulds, that's part of my dope assness. Like, that's part of me making a decision to get up and fight every single thing that has taken away my happiness. When I was at my most depressed place, I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision to fight everything, no matter what it was, to fight everything that stood in the way of me being happy. And that's what I did. And that is why this podcast is called Happiness in Spite Of. Because I was able to find happiness, and I believe that you too can do that. I have things in my book, like I help my sister with her kids. So I'm an auntie, and if you follow me on social media, you will know that I love my niece and nephew, right? And if you don't, go follow me. But I love them. They are adorable and they bring joy to my heart and my soul. And I love being around them. And I also have a younger niece. I'm a great auntie. And I love being around my great niece. They bring joy. But I'm also here to be a help. And that makes me dope. That makes me a good person. I don't believe in good and bad, but I'll say that makes me a person that I would want to be friends with. And I also wrote some of my accomplishments that I taught a class at Kennedy Krieger Institute, one of Baltimore's most known institutes. That's an accomplishment. Like, wow, that's a big deal, Kamisha. I spoke for the National Council of Negro Women at Morgan State University. Wow, that's a big deal, Kamisha. And so there are some accomplishments, there are some everyday things that I do, but it comes from the place of, I am a person that I would want to be friends with. I truly am my friend. I look in the mirror and I like the person that I am, but that's intentional, because there was many times that I didn't even want to look at myself. There were many times that I didn't like the person that I was. And it was only because all I did was look at what was wrong with me. But when I made a decision to stop looking at what I believed was wrong with me, and I started looking at what's right with me, that's when everything changed in my life. Everything. It was simply just a decision to stop looking at my perceived flaws and begin to look at what's great about you, what's amazing about you, what attracts people to you, what makes people want to be your friend, what makes people want to hire you when you go on job interviews, what makes people want to give you opportunities. I recently had a book launch and the room was filled. Like, there were so many other people. It was a friends and family launch that I wanted to invite, but I didn't even have the space to invite them because the room could not hold them. And I was just like, wow, what makes people want to support me? You know? It has to be something. And I know that there are things for you. What makes people encourage you and motivate you? What makes people love you? What makes people want to be your friend? It's your dope assness. And if you don't know what makes you dope today, look for it. It's fine. I didn't know either. It was a journey. I took time and I looked for it. And I went back. Like, I went back to 16 years ago. I went back to high school. One of the things that I have in here is I had several choices of where I wanted to go to college. I got accepted into 7 or 8 colleges in the middle of my mother living over 1,000 miles away from me. You know, in the middle of a very traumatic time. So I took it back as far as I can remember, that I bought my own first car. No one helped me with that. I bought it. I put things on here that I left jobs when I felt undervalued and underpaid. That's great. That's amazing. That I spend time with my children, that I've raised my little sister and my little brother when my mother couldn't. I've raised 3 boys, 2 of which are not biologically mine. What are the things that you've done that make you amazing? Don't diminish them. Let them shine. So from one dope chick to another, from one dope person to another, from one dope queen to another. And it's not just for women. And that's why I say from one dope person to another, from one dope queen to one dope king, from one dope chick to one dope man. I challenge you today to just sit and reflect on what makes you dope. What makes you a person that people want to be around? What's unique about you? What have you done from a space of love? Because everybody doesn't have that. What makes you dope? I love you. I love you. I love you. Make it a great day.